Doctors are calling the nation's ever-increasing girth an epidemic, creating costly health problems which total over $1 billion for Wisconsin alone. During a joint hearing of legislative health committees, Dr. John Beasley of the UW Medical School said medicine alone can't cure an inactive society of couch potatoes consuming supersized fries.
I'm here to tell you, the docs can't do it alone. What we can do medically is limited, and it tends to come too late. We can use counseling, medication, surgery. None of that's as effective as we want it to be.
A report by the UW Medical School calls for a statewide health plan. Some want a point person akin to a surgeon general who would encourage and advise the public on health weight issues. Another suggestion is having streets more friendly to bikers and walkers. Dr. Beasley says safety can be a big obstacle to exercise.
It's my own town where I practice in Verona. Half the streets have no sidewalks. Half the streets are no sidewalks. I don't want my kids out walking or getting run over. That's not good for their health either.
Kids were a big focus during the obesity hearing. Studies have shown overweight children tend to become fat adults. 15% of children are heavy now. Health experts anticipate the problem will only get bigger. Doctors suggest the state consider a sin tax on snack foods and control the sale of junk food in schools. That's what they've done at Appleton Central Alternative High for over 5 years. It's worked so well, the entire Appleton district is shunning junk food this fall. Greg Brettauer is dean of students at the high school where it all started.
We found dramatic results with our students, from increased ability to concentrate in school and a lot fewer complaints on health in general, such as headaches and stomach aches and general malaise.
Health experts also recommend more physical education classes be required in Wisconsin public schools. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.